The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer, am970theanswer.com, around the country, around the world, Australia. I know you're listening. We have so many wonderful people tweet us and contact us on Facebook and on Instagram, listening all around the country, all around the world. We are so humbled by that. That's why we come in on Christmas week, when you will see most of your favorite media personalities are taking off. Not only are we here. Not only Albert is here, I'll tell you, KT McFarland, kind enough to join us on this Christmas week. So Merry Christmas, KT. Thank you for taking the time when everybody else is off, but we're working, and we appreciate it more than we could tell you.
Well, we better be working because the world's falling apart. If somebody doesn't show up for work and start making this, or at least try to make this a better place, we're really all in bad.
I know. I'm thinking, and I know how family oriented you are, and a beautiful Christmas, I trust, and had a great time with your beautiful family, KT. Yes, you had a couple days at least.
My husband and I, for the first time in 40 years, were totally alone, and it was so nice.
Wait, this is great. I can't imagine, because I know you're always, I saw Thanksgiving, you had like 1,000 people, and it was all family.
We had 1,000 people for Thanksgiving, and so we took Christmas off.
God bless you. You deserve it. I tell you, I know how dedicated you are. We appreciate that. And I think a lot of that is your Sicilian side, I think, KT McFarland, if I may say so.
A good Sicilian, you want all your family members in the room, because otherwise, who knows what they're up to.
How true is that? Oh, my Lord. Hey, KT, you know what, though? And this is why we love having you come on the show, because it's Christmas time. It's Christmas week. You want to chill out. You want to relax a little bit. President Biden's going to St. Croix. I'm watching what China is flying into Taiwan. What is going on? The whole world is unfolding. There's nobody in charge. And you and I talk about it, how when you worked with Henry Kissinger, you worked with Ronald Reagan, when you were in the White House, there was a control. There was a feeling of security, KT McFarland, from the citizens of this great country, that you folks kind enough to serve us in government knew what they were doing. There's nobody in charge now. I mean, to your point, how bad is it going to get?
Well, Henry Kissinger, interesting that you mentioned him. He gave an interview last week with a friend, and Kissinger said that what concerns him now are not the problems. There always are problems, but that there's no leadership, that every country you look at, there's no global leadership. And he describes leadership as someone who understands the problems at hand and then understands his country well enough to get the country to where it needs to be to solve those problems. I would add to that, you know, a clever person can solve problems, but a wise person prevents them from happening in the first place. And I don't think we have any wise people around, and I don't think we have a lot of clever people around. And if I look at, and a lot of the problems everyone is having globally are self-imposed. You look at Ukraine, Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Mm. It's now going to destabilize Russia potentially. And it's NATO, and that's his own making. He caused that. He didn't have to invade Ukraine. He didn't see the sort of knock-on effects of his failure there. I look at Joe Biden. He's got an open border. And in his zeal to say, if Donald Trump was for it, I'm against it. Yeah. And to dismantle absolutely everything Trump did without regard to whether it was working or successful or desirable, he just dismantled it. So now we have an open southern border. Open southern border would be bad enough because it means anybody could come in. But it's even worse because it's the southern border we have turned over to the drug cartels and the human traffickers. They decide who comes into America. And they're not making decisions that are good for you and me or the country. And again, it's a self-imposed crisis that will have long-term ramifications. Or I look at the U.S. Congress. They're just spending, I mean, we used to say a drunken sailor, but this is making a drunken sailor look good. I mean, these guys are spending so much money with no regard to how they're going to pay it back or what it's even going to do. They're spending money so fast and furiously, a lot of it cancels itself out. And yet no regard to what's going to happen in the future. None of them can see the future. They're not bothering to look. And certainly we don't have global leadership or national leadership that allows us to take the steps and convince the American people that there are certain things that they have to do to make the future better for ourselves and for our children. It's a real leadership crisis, and it seems to be happening all across the country, all across the world, and I'm not quite sure why. I mean, even if you look at companies, I mean, look what Twitter was doing. They were suppressing free speech.
That's it.
Period. And people died as a result of their foolish decision.
That's right. Right on the money. And we were, like I always said on the radio, it's interesting, KT, I usually open the show in the morning saying to the folks kind enough to listen to us that it's not you. It's not you, because you watch the news and you go, how is this happening? How did Twitter suppress all the story, whether it was Hunter Biden, all the COVID? Your point is so well taken. Millions of people died because of what they did. You know, it's interesting. And what's happening now isn't geopolitics, and you know this. You were there. This is what you do, KT McFarland. It's a chess game, is it not? You have to think ahead, and you have to set the stage the way Kissinger did, the way Ronald Reagan did. Yes?
You have to look ahead, and you have to think of what are the consequences of my action, not just what am I doing now that's going to help me next week or going to help my headline day after tomorrow or really far ahead, help me at the next election. You have to look, you have to almost look behind, you know, look around corners to see where things are going. And none of these people do. They don't bother to do it. They probably don't know how to do it. And they certainly don't stand responsible for the consequences of their actions. I mean, who are we holding responsible for anything these days?
Yeah.
Nobody. Nobody.
Right.
I mean, the only people who seem to have consequences are the people who didn't commit crimes.
So, and Afghanistan, it's like we forget about Afghanistan, the weapons there, how they're treating women in Afghanistan. And yet, with the way they look at us and lecture us here in our homeland, yet they forget what they did there. And then I'm looking at Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, a national security guy, Jake Sullivan. There's nobody. Who's calling the shots in the White House, do you think, in regard to China? Is they're flying planes into Taiwan. What's going to happen? The president's going to St. Croix. Who's calling these shots, KT McFarland?
Who knows? But I would say a lot of the fault I would put in the Beltway media, the Washington media. They're, 100% of them are Democrats.
Far
left-wing Democrats. And they have taken the responsibility that we have, that a democracy is based on the ability to criticize and stand up truth to power. And our media is what's supposed to do that. That's why we had the First Amendment to the Constitution. enshrined in the Constitution is free speech. And yet, what has the media done? They're not free speech. They're propaganda arm of the far-left Democrat Party. What has social media done? That's not free speech. They're trying to suppress it. Of all of the Twitter email files that are coming out, the one that upsets me the most, I mean, I always knew that they were trying to cancel conservative voices and suppress truth. What bothers me the most is in a couple of emails, they were somebody was, one of the people at Twitter in charge of, censorship, said, well, we can do this to Trump, but, the Biden people better do what we want, or we can do the same thing to them.
Wow.
These people, this handful of self-appointed dictators, were willing and ready to run ragged over the Constitution of the United States. Who are these people, and why will none of them ever be held accountable? I mean, to me, they're bigger traitors than Benedict Arnold.
Wow, wow. It's a heavy statement, but so true. And we appreciate your time on this week, KT. We really do. But if I may, what Senator Schumer said, you know, if you go after the intel community, they got six ways of Sundays to take you down. Donald Trump went against that. And look what happened. So that's what, and now it appears that Donald Trump was right in the sense that you had, and correct me if I'm wrong, the government going to Twitter, and now the FBI having offices virtually in Twitter to dictate, you know, the mindset and the narrative of the government. And I just hope, and we're talking to some friends later in the show legally about that, are there any legal ramifications? I keep asking this question. I don't know that there are against Twitter, I mean.
You know, I'd leave that for the lawyers, but it's even worse. I mean, not only do they have FBI agents inside Twitter dictating to Twitter, but the FBI was paying people at Twitter. And even worse, that the sort of general counsel, the guy who was really behind it, one of the perpetrators of the whole Russia hoax and the Get Donald Trump at Any Cost hoax, he ended up going to be the general counsel of Twitter. So they're all, it's kind of the same group of people that are flittering around to the most sacred institutions in the country. The intelligence community. If the intelligence community has decided it's in charge and it's going to use Twitter people to help it be in charge, then tell me how that's a whole lot different than what we've just complained that the Russians are doing, interfering with our elections, or the Chinese are doing, suppressing truth in their own country. It's here. It's just masked, and it's hidden, and it's hidden behind the guise of we're doing good things for the nation. But, I mean, I'm almost to the point, and we'll see what happens with the House hearings, again, about the FBI and Twitter and Justice Department. I'm almost to the point where I'm saying, let's just disband the FBI, or at a minimum, take the FBI out of Washington, D.C., and put it in regional offices around the country, because the FBI has gotten so powerful that they are now telling presidents what to do.
KT McFarland is President McFarland, and you're in charge of this beautiful, beautiful, wonderful country with all the great people here. And you see, and I always try to say at the end of the 4 hours that we're on the air, KT, as we go live, you know, out of the once great city of New York, hopefully great again, we always like to come up with a solution based. Here's what we could do, because people will sample the radio show. You know, KT, they'll listen, and they won't give you credit, but they will take some ideas. So, President McFarland, what would you do? What do we do with China? What do we do with Iran? What do we do with Turkey going into Syria? It's a mess, and our president, the guy who's supposed to be in charge, is going to St. Croix. So what would you do, KT? I mean, how do you start taking this country back?
The first thing you do is stop the bleeding. So the House of Representatives, give them a spine and make sure that these guys hold the Biden administration accountable. That at least stops the bleeding, stops the bad stuff that these guys are doing. And then in 2024, have good Republican candidates and have an election that elects Republicans in the House, Senate, and certainly the White House, and elects a president, whoever that is, who we know what the policies are going to be. They're all going to be kind of the Trump-Reagan policies. We just don't know the individual. And once that individual gets in power, then start dismantling the rot that's in the federal government.
Wow. That is, KT, we love you. We appreciate it with great respect and appreciation. We say Merry Christmas. You don't celebrate New... Are you a New Year's person? I mean, I'm always working. I mean, are you going to do anything on New Year's? Nothing like that? I can't see you with the hat, with the little the toy thing, you know, making the noise. Not really, huh?
Not my thing.
Something told me, not you. KT, you are wonderful. God bless you and your family. Thank you for always taking the time with
us.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year,
Happy
KT.
New
thank
Year.
You. Indeed. KT McFarland, the great KT McFarland with Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 818. Al Gattulo is here. Alex is producing this fine program. We hope fine program for the morning. Alex coming in. And Judge Knapp is going to join us. I will address, and I have before, addressed the legal ramifications with Twitter working with the government. And Judge Knapp seemed to indicate that there might not be any legal ramifications, but they got to do something. And KT's right on the money. You got to dismantle it. It's so hard. It's so hard. And the first thing, of course, we got to do is make sure showing up to vote is one thing, but you got to do what the Democrats do, however they win. How do they win? We still don't know. We still don't know. I think Glenn Youngkin, Virginia governor, should really be ahead of the election transparency across America, because the way he won was really monumental in Virginia. Perhaps that could happen throughout the rest of the country come 2024. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Joe on the radio. Debbie's working television this morning. And we always, you know, the radio, we always get bumped. We get bumped for TV all the time, but that's okay because Kristen North is with us, and Debbie's always doing a great job, but Kristen is as well on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's 30 degrees and cloudy skies. What's going on? We have the answer. Good morning. We're jammed up in Queens on the Grand Central Parkway eastbound at the Clearview Expressway because of an accident. Big troubles on the Van Wyck southbound approaching Atlantic Avenue. That's a stalled vehicle. Two left lanes are blocked, and we're jammed up back to the Jackie Robinson Parkway. Van Wyck is crowded northbound in Queens between Linden Boulevard and Atlantic Avenue. Bumper to bumper to bumper in Brooklyn on the BQE eastbound approaching Hamilton Avenue and stretching out toward Cadman Plaza. We're going to be slow on the BQE westbound between Kent Avenue and Atlantic Avenue, and the Cross Bronx is crowded in the Bronx southbound between the Bronx River Parkway and Sheridan Boulevard. Alternate side parking rules are in effect today. Tappan Zee Bridge looks okay into Westchester County and Rockland County bound. Inbound, both decks of the George are moving pretty well. No major problems outbound, and you're doing pretty well into and out of the city at the Lincoln and the Holland Tunnels. Only minor delays all around. Now you know where not to go. I'm Kristen North with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
During the pandemic, they closed our churches down.
Suicide rates are exploding. Drug and alcohol use is ravaging America. And there's no church to bring the hope.
See the new documentary, Super Spreader, how a stand against religious tyranny brought hope to a country in crisis.
Christian singer and activist Sean Foyt leading what's called Let Us Worship.
Here's a move of God that's going to change America.
Watch Super Spreader, available now at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling you about Relief Factor. And thank you for your nice messages. I appreciate it so much. And we wish you all the best for Christmas. Certainly feeling for those who can't have Christmas, who got caught at an airport in a snowstorm and worse. And we're feeling for you. But if you're getting around, like I tried to get around, and this week is going to be nuts for me as well. Forget about it. Birthdays and performances and always. But they said, like they said in The Godfather, this is the business we have chosen. So I will go onward and forward, as Pop used to say. But I'll be taking Relief Factor because it keeps me out of pain. You think I'm kidding? And you know what's cool? And this is, and I got to only talk to if you're a parent or your grandparent. When you're with your kids, and you're with the grandkids. I don't have grandkids, but I have my beautiful children, you know. And then I had to get something upstairs, and Mikey was downstairs. And I was talking to Mikey. I said, oh, let me get this for you upstairs. Now, when you don't want to limp up the stairs because you got pain. You just don't want to do it. Not with your kids around. Hold on. I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to get this. I'll be right down. Give me a half an hour. You don't want to do that. You want to just. So, and I bounded up the stairs. And I just was proud that I was able to do it. And I really honestly believe I could do it only because I take Relief Factor. Because that pain I had in my knee, I couldn't do it. And I took Relief Factor. It stopped the inflammation, stopped the pain. I'm able to move around. I'm able to say to my son, I'll be right down. Let me go get this thing. I'm coming right down. My ba-ba-boom up the stairs, ba-ba-boom right down the stairs. Little things like that you want to do. And you could do it, I believe, if you take Relief Factor. But how do you find out? 3-week quick start. Nothing to lose. 3-week quick start. You call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number for the word relief. It's only $19.95. But relieffactor.com will tell you everything you need to know about, to me, this magnificent, miraculous, for me, a product called Relief Factor. You got to try it. Relieffactor.com.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, tonight at 7.
Well, we're so happy to have Mark Morano with us. He is a former senior staff member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, publisher of ClimateDepot.com. We want everybody to go to ClimateDepot.com. And he is the author of a magnificent go-to book that should be in schools everywhere, by the way, called Green Fraud. Mark, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Thank you, Joe. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, can you get your writings into a school curriculum? Am I dreaming when I say that, Mark Morano, huh?
Well, that's a great question. I've actually talked with the former Greenpeace founder, Patrick Moore, who left Greenpeace after a few decades. And we've been talking for a few years now about doing some sort of realistic environmental climate school curriculum that's not all Marxist garbage teaching your kids that, you know, they've destroyed the earth and the only solution is to curtail all freedom and collectivism. So that has been in the works. Other people have talked about it. The problem is, you can get it in a lot of private schools. You could get it with homeschoolers. You could get it maybe a couple of public schools. But as a whole, that thing, if you had an alternative curriculum that was realistic on environmentalism and climate, the teachers unions, all the forces that coalesce around public schools would block that out faster than Twitter used to block out anyone who dissented from the COVID narrative or climate narrative.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but and Mark Morano, you were ahead of the curve. I got to tell you, and then I was talking about solutions. I always want solutions on the show. We're just talking to our dear friend KT McFarland. You want solutions on the show, and so now I'm seeing about COVID. We had solutions. There were therapies for it. And then I see as soon as Joe Rogan talks about it, God bless him, doing such a great job in his podcast. You know, it's like Joe Rogan. Then they go after Joe Rogan. You know, we stay under the radar. They don't go after us. But we were talking about that. There are solutions to this. And then what's happening to this? Then we said, you wrote the book on this, Mark, is when you got to put lithium into the batteries of the computer that I'm looking at as I speak to you right now, into the electric cars, when you got to get cobalt, you've got to mine it somewhere. It's in Africa. China buys all those fields, those lithium fields, those cobalt mines, and they're doing, quote-unquote, allegedly slave labor digging up these minerals for the electric cars. We don't hear a thing about it unless I talked about it, and I learned that from you, Mark Morano. And then now Joe Rogan talked about it. People are starting to talk about it. Is this going to be another Twitter situation where in 2 years from now, when the earth is destroyed by these batteries, when the earth is destroyed by these solar panels, people are going to go, oh, you know what, Mark? You were right. I heard you on Piscopo's show. You were making sense. I mean, that will come to fruition one day, yes?
Well, I mean, we've been saying this for years. And yeah, I mean, this has been, it's incredible how mainstream this has become. Although even CNN, they were interviewing the governor of Virginia recently, and they're like, shouldn't we go to solar and wind power and electric cars to save the planet? You know, the liberals still don't get it. All you're doing, and you mentioned this with, you know, the recent guest on Joe Rogan. He was the first guest apparently to get exclusive footage. Not only are the mines environmentally destructive the way they're doing it, but these are mines by human, you know, by human physical labor, not industrial machines. So there's children and adults out there in flip-flops mining by Chinese-owned firms in the Congo. And this is what's necessary for the green revolution, particularly the cobalt necessary for the lithium batteries in electric cars and in all the rare earth mining and for solar panels and minerals. Take much more than a conventional car. And when people say, oh, we need to go green, all they're saying is A, empower China, B, offshore your emissions, and C, have it places that have much lower environmental standards, and D, places that have much lower human rights standards. At the same time, they'll apply what they call ESG, environmental social governance, to U.S. companies to force them to follow critical race theory, transgender ideology, and of course their environmental standards that actually translate into you can't drill here, so let's farm it out to third world countries with none of these standards, and then we'll wrap ourselves in a moral mantle and call ourselves green and saving the planet. It's bonkers, and it's been bonkers for decades.
And I think it will come to fruition the way we're learning all of the, in my opinion, illegal, actions from Twitter. I don't know that they were illegal, but they may very well end up to be that. But to your point about the cobalt and the mining, I saw a video of Mark Morano. We see the video. I see it online. I'm thinking it's Twitter. It's not real. This can't be real. You're absolutely right. If you listen to Mark Morano from ClimateDepot.com, he's talking about kids of color, by the way, who are in in flip-flops, literally. It was raining, and they're getting yelled at and really led around by what looked like a Gestapo general or something leading these kids, and it was a cobalt mine. And I said to myself, that can't be real. And I said it on the radio when I first saw that about a year ago. I said, this can't be happening, but I talked about it just in case. This is all coming out, man. Mark, this is unbelievable. It's an assault on humanity, and they don't care about it. And they keep, and that, I'm hoping, and this is my question, Mark Morano, does this false narrative weaken, and does the truth start to come out as what happened with everything that Twitter put out in the past?
Yeah, I think it does, but who pays attention? That's the problem. You know, you even have not only do the Democrats in Washington and the president and the administration not pay attention, but I would, here's the shocker, you know, most of the Republican leadership doesn't pay attention. You'll have someone like Dan Crenshaw or Kevin McCarthy, they're confronted on climate issues or even the World Economic Forum, and they basically deny it's a real issue. Or, you know, in the case of Kevin McCarthy, the upcoming House Speaker, he will talk openly about climate's a problem, we need solutions, the other side goes too far. But they're sort of playing this old Me Too Republicanism. We agree with you, us too, but not so fast. The problem is, even if you're not going as fast as the other side, you're still going to an absurd place with this green agenda.
It's so true. ClimateDepot.com, that's where you got to go. And the energy through these horrible storms that we had in Buffalo, New York, I mean, and they then power is going out. So I don't know what the answer is, and we're not getting power to the people. And we wish everybody the best in Buffalo. But Mark, let me ask you this, if I can. And this is kind of off subject, but this is something that I want to talk about too. Because when I talk about it, it seems to come to fruition later. And not to give my credit, just because I have this insatiable curiosity to find the truth on this humble program. The grids that are being attacked, the electric grids that are being attacked, I talked about it. We talked with a guy named David Pride, Dr. David Pride, talked about the electromagnetic pulse and the problem of that and these attacks. And then I asked him, rest his soul, I asked him about the grids being attacked. Lo and behold, and I hope I didn't bring it up, you know, into the narrative to cause these wackos, now they're attacking the grids. When you drive by the road, and I've talked about it many times, Mark, you drive by the road, you see these electric grids, and there's like a fence and there's a little barbed wire, but no one's watching this. And sure enough, now, you know, on the West Coast in Seattle, I believe it was, they knocked out power to 14,000 people. It happened before down south. I wish they would concentrate on things that are real like that, like protecting our grids that we have so we get the power that we need. They're just missing the boat on all fronts, Mark Morano. So we appreciate you enlightening us. But what can we do to stop that electric grid problem all across America?
Well, that is a fascinating issue, Joe. And here's the bottom line. Yes. These grids are being attacked. Yes, the same way that they, you know, SUVs are regularly torched in a lot of places by these environmental activists who don't want to see SUVs drive. They're going after the grid because they want to create chaos. Vladimir Lenin, during the Russian Revolution, the Tsarist Russia, would say the worse, the better. So the idea is the more chaos they can create, the more likely you're going to have their government favored nationalization and takeover. But here's the bigger picture. Yeah, this is kind of like the guy holding you up at gunpoint and taking your wallet on the street. But the real terrorism to the grid isn't coming from the people attacking this grid. It's coming from people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who 15 years ago signed the historic California climate legislation, which led to California facing blackouts and the highest electricity prices in the country. The real terror to our grid are Green New Deal proposals and Inflation Reduction Act and solar and wind mandates. There is no reason why any modern grid should have energy shortages. The only reason they have it is because of all of the green agenda that's infiltrated itself due to politics based on wacky ideological science that's caused this. So we can be mad at these activists actually torching and destroying the grids or going after SUVs. But the real culprit, it's kind of like in another analogy, it'd be the guy who takes your wallet is bad, but is it the crooks on Wall Street who are destroying your economy and causing economic chaos to millions? Are they worse than the one guy who took the one person's wallet? That's the difference here we're talking about.
Mark Morano, you're the man. Keep the fight, my friend. We love having you on the show, Mark. Thank you so much for taking the time. Happy New Year, and let's keep the fight. Come back anytime, please. Thanks, Mark. We lost. See, I'm talking about the electric grids.
I was waiting.
Now, listen. The electric grids, it just went down on us. Someone's listening. You can't tell me someone's not listening. Wait. Someone in the government say, wait, this conversation is making far too much sense. We got to cut it down. So they whack Mark on the back end. But Mark Morano, by the way, the book, Green Fraud, you got to check out Green Fraud, and also go to, please, climatedepot.com. You know what? It's not out of anger. It's just out of concern. Because, and I talked about the grids. I'm the guy that talked about the grids. I was the first one. Why? Because I worry about everything. I mean, I'm one of those guys. I worry about my kids. I worry about everything.
You're afraid of getting diseases through people dying, through osmosis.
If someone dies, I go, can I catch that? I say, yeah.
You haven't seen them in years with, you know, a delayed reaction.
Yeah. So I do. I worry. But you can't tell me, and I know we're going to break. You can't tell me when you drive down the street. And I always told you about this, the FDR Drive in New York, you know, and you're going and you look to the left and there's this like, it looks like the day the earth stood still, 1958 film, whatever year that was, you know, with all those special effects, you know, and it looks like one of those bad special effects movies. That's what you see. And what is that? That's the energy grid for most of Manhattan. And no one's watching it, man. No one's there. No one's on top of it. Oh, gosh. And it happens. And when you go, I went by at least two as I was driving around, doing my Christmas tour, you know, doing my visits and whatnot. And I would see these grids not protected. Now you got wackos. But Mark Morano's point is more vital. Now you got the politicians buying this Green New Deal. By the way, can I get the caveat on this, too? I have to tell you, we love a green earth. We love a clean earth. I love a clean ocean. You know, I'm a beach guy from down the shore in Jersey. I love it because I remember when it wasn't clean. I remember the garbage. New York would dump. I told you this before. They would dump garbage. Oh, but it's 100 miles out. That's what they would tell us. Meantime, on Long Beach Island, down the shore, you would get like syringes. Remember those days? Syringes and everything on the shore. It was that. So they've cleaned that up with a big shout out to Senator Bradley at the time, Bill Bradley, you know. And I understand it, but now they're getting nuts with this. And I think Mark is right. It's about power and control. It's about COVID. But you know what? The truth is coming out, my friend. You stay with us. We will lead. We will try to lead the way. And we'll do it nice. We'll be under the radar. But we'll inform you. And we will always, always be organically honest. 836 with Joe on the radio. Al's in the newsroom on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
27 degrees and mostly cloudy at 837. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. This weekend's bone-chilling cold led to a call by local utilities to conserve energy and temporarily turn down thermostats. Con Ed spokesman Jamie McShane said there was an unprecedented nearly 50-degree change in temperature, which stressed the interstate pipeline systems. McShane said enough New Yorkers listened and the grid held up. Utilities lifted the request to turn down the heat because they didn't want to make matters worse by making people too cold. A film and television facility that's being built in New Jersey could be eligible for up to $100 million in tax breaks. Lionsgate set to be the anchor tenant for a $194 million studio that's being built in Newark, and the state subsidies stem from a deal brokered last week. The latest agreement with the New Jersey Economic Development Authority makes Lionsgate the state's first film partner. It comes after Netflix announced it's going to spend $850 million to redevelop the former Fort Monmouth. In sports, the Nets winning streak up to 9 after a 125-117 victory over the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving each scoring a team-high 32 in the win. Brooklyn improved to 22-12. They're sitting atop second place in the Atlantic Division. And this sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Kristen North's got the answer.
Good morning. It's 30 degrees and cloudy skies. What's going on? We have the answer. We are jammed solid in Queens on the Grand Central Parkway eastbound at the Clearview Expressway because of an accident. Better news in Queens on the Van Wyck southbound approaching Atlantic Avenue. A stalled vehicle has been cleared, but we're still slow back to the Jackie Robinson Parkway. It's a bit busy in Queens on the Van Wyck Expressway northbound between Linden Boulevard and Atlantic Avenue, and we're jammed solid in Brooklyn on the BQE eastbound. This is going to be approaching Hamilton Avenue, and it stretches out toward Cabman Plaza. Bumper-to-bumper delays on the BQE westbound. eastbound. This is approaching Wythe Avenue and heading out toward Atlantic Avenue. Cross Bronx is slow in the Bronx, traveling southbound between the Bronx River Parkway and Sheridan Boulevard. Alternate side parking rules are in effect today. Checking our Hudson River crossings inbound, both decks of the George Washington Bridge are moving pretty well. Outbound, you're heavy, but moving across both spans. Into and out of the city at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels, it's under 5 into and out of New York, and the Tappan Zee Bridge looks okay. Now you know where not to go. I'm Kristen North with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by American Queen Voyages. Sail with American Queen Voyages in North America's mighty rivers, Great Lakes, oceans, and expeditions to the wild of Alaska. Call 844-744-0794 or contact your travel professional.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about law enforcement against drugs. Law enforcement against drugs, you know, and we're going to have a big, big time in March down in Atlantic City. It's the 8th annual 21st Century Drug and Violence Prevention Training Conference put on by LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs, and this organization near and dear to my heart. And I love being a part of another stellar conference this year. Law Enforcement Against Drug partners law enforcement agencies with our educators, community leaders, and families to create programs that deter youth and adults from drug use, drug-related crimes, bullying, and violence. They are committed to reinforcing the mutual respect, goodwill, and relations between law enforcement and their communities. Exactly what this country needs. Registration is now open for the 3-day conference at Harrah's Resort in Atlantic City from March 19th through the 21st. I will be there. We will be broadcasting down there on the 21st and 22nd, and you can head to leaddrugs.org to find out and sign up now. We'd love to have you be a part of it. Law Enforcement Against Drugs, LEAD Drugs, LEADRUGS, leaddrugs.org. Sign up for the 8th annual LEAD Conference today.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. The new Salem News Channel, the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. Home to the people you trust. Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Refreshingly honest, always unfiltered. Streaming free on your TV 24/7. Intelligent analysis for intelligent people. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
Here's to Prilosec OTC. Without Prilosec, I wouldn't be able to enjoy all this yummy holiday food. Speaking of, whoever made that apple pie, delicious.
Thank you.
I just take one pill each morning and zero heartburn all day. So cheers to Prilosec OTC. Ooh, are those jalapeno poppers?
Prilosec OTC prevents excess acid that can cause heartburn, so you can enjoy the holidays. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Hey, can I give you the number for Route 22 Toyota, please? It's 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905. Alex Kinsella and the team over at Route 22 Toyota, they're waiting for you. They have the area's largest inventory of new Toyota vehicles. I know you're thinking about it. Now, with the kind of slow week as it is this week, you may want to go over there. And you could check out the fuel-efficient vehicles that they have, the Camry, the RAV4 Hybrid, the Prius, which has a combined 56 miles per gallon. But also, as you drive your car, you're thinking to yourself, what am I going to get from my car? I'm going to take it for a trade at Route 22 Toyota. Well, you can get 125% of book value on your trade. Oh, yes, you can. Any make, any model. 125% they will offer you at Route 22 Toyota a book value on your trade toward a fuel-efficient Toyota. Alex Kinsella and the team standing by, 973-705-8905. It's Route 22 Toyota. And by the way, it's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or Route22Toyota.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970. TheAnswer.com.
Joe on the radio.
Well, you went uptown riding in your limousine with your fine Park Avenue clothes. You had the Dom Perignon in your hand and the spoon up your nose.
Billy Joel.
When you wake up in
Hey, Joe on the radio, 843. I wish him Billy the best. I know he had to cancel. It was a huge conference. I guess it was a concert. It was last week, Al, I guess, at Madison Square Garden.
No, 2 weeks ago. It's his monthly performance at Madison Square Garden. Amazing. So he had to postpone that because he had some viral issues, you know, with his throat. And the doctor said, you know, you need a little rest because he does those concerts once a month at Madison Square Garden. And then he's going out on a little mini tour next year with Stevie Nicks. It'll be Stevie Nicks and Billy Joel headlining a bunch of places across the U.S.
Very, wishing Billy all the very, very best. Judge Napolitano.
I'm going to make you a big Billy fan. You know, mix it into that that act there. You know,
you know. Billy. Hey, you could go. You could probably get front seat.
No.
Remember me? Billy, remember me 30 years ago?
No.
Nothing like that?
No, he would not remember me, I'm sure.
Do you know who I am?
I do not do that.
Judge Knapp's going to join us. Mark Morgan as well. I got to tell you. So, this is Victor on Twitter. Hey, Joe, do you ever do your show in shorts and a T-shirt? If you did, what would be the difference?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's Al. That's Al that does that. Actually, I have to tell you, when I'm on the air, or sometimes I'm in the studio, I drive the guys crazy because I'm always in suit and tie because I am like a dinosaur, and I remember looking at folks on the radio back then, the 50s and the 60s, and they all were dressed up in the radio, on the radio. And if you have a guest in studio, I always like to be respectful. Always when I do the Sundays with Frank Sinatra show, I always wear a suit and tie, and I wear the Frank Sinatra cufflinks. It's a thing. You know what it is? It's my dad. My dad, they would dress up back in the day every day. Every day, Pop would dress up. I remember with the cufflinks. And then he would have not only what's coming back now, the tab collar I wear. By the way, a shout out to Neil Cavuto for a great chat with Mr. Cavuto on Fox News. And that was Christmas Eve. We had the best talk. It was nice. It was just great. And I appreciate it because Neil's got a huge audience.
Panel. I don't speak to people in boxes. Never. How dare you?
No mercy. No mercy from Gattulo, man. They wanted me to do a panel. I said, no, I'd like to talk. Because the one thing about Neil.
How dare you, a panel? I don't speak to minions.
I don't panel.
Now, what if it was three people on the panel you really wanted to talk to? That's the thing. Tell you who's going to be on the panel, or do they not tell you?
No, they generally don't tell you, but it's okay.
Right.
You know,
no, that's good. That's a blanket.
The great thing with Neil is they'll give you a subject, and then you really don't end up talking about the subject because Neil dances brilliantly on the air, and he really does. And he goes, and we're all over, and we just had a great time, and I want to thank Neil for that. But learning so much from that, and then Neil always wore tab collars, and I remember this is 20 years ago, almost 20 years I've been doing this show, and I go, wow, that's cool, because Frank Sinatra always wore tab collars. It was a hip thing, and it just brings out the tie, brings out the shirt. Now what's coming back is your tie is a tie clasp. Who remembers a tie clasp?
Oh, yeah.
My father had a tie clasp that matched what? The cufflinks. Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, yeah. You got the pocket square. You got the whole thing. So, yes, I'm dressed more than not, certainly when I do the show. Now, also, I want to address before we break. I told you this story before, is with Al Pacino, I was at the Improv, this had to be 1977, 78, whatever it was, and I was with Larry David, and Jerry Seinfeld was at the comic strip, and there were all the comics of the day were coming up, Gilbert Gottfried was there, but we had a team in the Broadway Show League. The Broadway Show League was a wonderful league of softball, and it was played every Thursday, I believe, and it was very competitive because we would play the Broadway shows, and the Broadway shows were all the stagehands who were these tough guys, these tough union guys, and then we were all the comics going, all right, well, but we were pretty good. Larry David, great athlete, by the way. Robert Wall, my dear friend Robert Wall, actually played first base in a sports jacket. We never understood why, but he did. It was a corduroy sports jacket, and he would play first base, and we did okay. We used to call ourselves 44th and 9th at a Hell's Kitchen. That's where we were. We played the comic strip, played Catch a Rising Star, right? So now we're playing, I think they did King Richard, the Broadway show. I go, what? We're playing King Richard? But that's Pacino starring in that. Yeah, so I go, I don't think about it. Now I'm playing third base. I was a third baseman. And I had my, at the time, Wilson glove. I'm a big Rawlings guy now, of course, but I had a Wilson glove at the time. Al Kaline, by the way, Wilson glove. And the inning was over. Third out, I'm about to just step to the side. and Pacino surfaces and walks toward me, Al Pacino. And this is right after The Godfather. So it's Al, The Godfather, Pacino. And he comes over, nice as ever. He goes, hey, can I, you mind if I use your glove? Like that to me. And I know, I'm a kid coming up. And I go,
exactly. Oh, no, that didn't come out yet.
I said, you're Al Pacino. You're Al Pacino. I said, yeah, I mean, you know. I said, sure. So I know. So I give him the glove. And now Pacino's using my Wilson glove, man. And I'm watching that. And I don't care if we win, we lose. I don't care. Pacino's right. using my baseball right. mitt. I said, this is great. And
it's
I said, great.
Bigger than U.S. Steel.
Yeah. I didn't ask. Tell me about Mogrino. What about Mogrino?
That would have been great if you would ask.
You smack my brother around? He was doing no, whatever. Hey, listen. So now the inning's changing, so I was looking forward to the inning. I couldn't wait to the inning to end so I could hand the great Al Pacino. Right. Come on, guys. I got to hand Al my glove. And I
saunter over.
So now by this time, Al, I think, is going to start to get irritated. This is my thought. He wasn't. He was very nice. But, like, oh, my gosh, the guy's going to hand me the glove again and try to be friendly again. And so you know what I did? Because I even understood celebrity back then. I think I did. So it was out. You know what I did? I left the glove right on third base. I left it right there for Al to use. And now I have that glove to this day. So now I see a picture on Twitter, and I tweeted it out, a picture of Twitter, Al Pacino at third base, and they're talking about great third basemen like, you know, Cleet Boyer and like Craig
Brooks
Nettles
Robinson.
And like Brooks Robinson, my man Brooks Robinson, who was, I got proud to tell you, a friend, and there is Al Pacino. But look at his shoes. As you look at the picture, Al, could you see the picture? You see his shoes?
He's got the
Italian high-heeled shoes, like leather shoes, that Al Pacino would wear, and he's playing baseball with my glove in that picture. And I'm assuming it's my glove. I don't know for a fact, but can I take that in? If I had to auction it off, I wouldn't. But if I had to auction off with that picture, you'd probably get a pretty penny for that thing.
Sure, why not?
Pacino glove. So it was funny that someone wrote about Al Pacino playing third base, and I saw it, and they tweeted it, boom, with my glove, with my Wilson glove. So that I was so excited about that.
That was
awesome. The legend. Wow, and he was such a nice guy. But this is what I was thinking, too.
Right.
And I wanted to ask him, and I never did. Al, you're doing Shakespeare. You're doing the most in-demand characters of Shakespeare, and you're playing baseball in the afternoon. God bless him. He did it. He played. He was great.
That's great, though. That goes to show you. I mean, that league had a lot of people that were very famous that played. I think part of it was a diversion, right? I mean, you know, from acting and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
We did. David, I told you, Larry was Larry. I told you that before. I played third base. Larry played shortstop on our team at the Improv, and you would hear, as you're playing baseball in the middle of the inning, it was Larry.
That's Larry.
And I would look, and you're watching the batter. God forbid, I'm on the hot corner, and you hear, and I go, and I don't look at him, but I go, Larry, what happened? What's the matter? Because there's always something wrong. Larry is Larry, what you see at Kirby Enthusiasm. I told you this before. He goes, I stepped in dog do. And he didn't say do, but he goes, I stepped in the dog. You know, this is what he's thinking about in the middle of a baseball game. And I said, so now I go, oh, what'd you do? He goes, I threw the shoes away. I'm not going to wear the shoes. I can't keep the shoes. I threw the shoes away. I lost the shoes because I said, Larry David, playing baseball. Oh, my Lord. Hey, I'll tell you what, great ball player. Jerry Seinfeld as well, great ball players. 852, Joe on the radio. We're going to take a break. We're coming right back right here on AM 970, The Answer.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
You've been putting back a few,
and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
This is Mike Gallagher. Join me on an amazing journey through Israel in October of 2023. Dennis Prager and I are going back to the Holy Land for the Stand With Israel tour, along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Imagine a lifelong impact of exploring Jerusalem, Galilee, the Dead Sea region, and more. It will change your life. Come join us in Israel. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com, or call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. I got the wonderful, most beautiful gift package from my mom. Sent me one. God bless her. Mom, I'll tell you about that next hour. But the Salem Media, our dear friends at Salem, sent a beautiful package, Laura and Mr. Crowley and everybody. And where was it from? Michael's of Brooklyn. They called Michael's of Brooklyn. They got the, and I got to tell you, and so with the kids around on Christmas time, I said, guys, this is from Michael's of Brooklyn. They're my dear friends, the Kakache family from Brooklyn at Michael's of Brooklyn. And I tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn every day, Avenue R and Nostrand right there. I'll give you the number in a moment, if I may. But you should see this. It was spectacular. And I got the home style gravy. I got four jars of Michael's of Brooklyn. I got the pasta. I got the Michael's of Brooklyn. I got all kinds of Italian goodies in there. You got to check out not just the Michael's of Brooklyn, not the cuisine that is made from scratch, by the way. The sauce, which everybody loves around the country, by the way. But when you go there, you got to see some of the pastries and everything they have to offer at Michael's of Brooklyn. That's what it's about. So as you have, hopefully you have some downtime this week, you're able to call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn. You got to go say hi to Fred. Say hi to Johnny, Michael. And Marianne, and you know what's great about Michael's of Brooklyn too? They work the room. You know what I'm saying? And I know that's a show business reference, and they don't do it in a show business way, but they go and they meet everybody like they used to do in the old days. And you got Michael and Johnny and Fred working the room. It's magnificent to see. It's old school. It is authentic. The heritage of the Italian-American community is right there on Avenue R in Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Jason Nichols is in for Jeffrey Nordine. Hey, Jason, doing a good job today. Not so bad. The weather is getting a little warmer, dare I ask, sir.
Yes, it is. Thankfully, we have the Arctic air mass in our rearview mirror, and we're looking warmer as we go forward in the week. We have some clouds around this morning, but the sun will come out this afternoon, and it won't be quite as cold as what we had the last yesterday, and certainly not what we had over Christmas weekend, getting up to a high about 36, mostly clear for tonight, low about 29 here in the city. Some suburbs could get a little bit colder than that, but again, not anywhere close to what we saw this past weekend. And then it looks like the warming trend continues Wednesday, Thursday, up to 44 on Wednesday, 48 on Thursday, getting up to almost March-like temperatures on Friday with sunshine, some clouds, highs in the lower 50s, and it stays mild through New Year's weekend. The bad news is we could see some rain coming in later in the day Saturday, continuing Saturday night, going into New Year's Day. So could be a little wet in Times Square for watching the ball drop, but we'll be mild.
Yeah, mild is the word. Thank you so much, Jason. It was so cold. Can you believe that? Jersey hit like 5 degrees, man. 5 degrees. I mean, and it warmed up to like 25 degrees for Christmas. Judge Andrew Napolitano, right at the top of the hour. We'll talk about this this creepy crypto guy, in my opinion, Sam Bankman-Fried. And also, I want to talk to Judge Andrew about what's going on with Twitter and the possible legal ramifications. We've talked about it before. We'll talk about it again with the great Judge Napolitano. Mark Morgan fired up about the border. We got radio, and we are coming right back. News, opinion.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.